Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska. From the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. Also, we will have special guests to discuss different frontier and mining-related topics. Most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment. Or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. The first thing we want to do this afternoon is I want to acquaint you with one of my newest sponsors. And for all of you folks out there who play our contest each week, you might want to know all the details about this particular sponsor. It's Macaulay's Reprographics Incorporated. They're located now. You might want to jot this down. Macaulay's Reprographics Incorporated. They're located on Gaffney Road. That's 721 Gaffney. Their phone number is 452-8141. Once again, their address, 721 Gaffney, phone number 452-8141. That's who they are, that's where they are, that's their phone number. What do they do? Well, they are suppliers for a lot of outside equipment, surveying equipment. And to give you some examples of just what they have to offer, they have audio and visual aids, Canadian maps, blueprinting, copying service, rentals of surveying equipment and supplies, cameras, and in addition to that, they have a complete engineering and architectural supply source. You might want to ask for Becky over there, or Alfred. And just from a personal note, I've dealt with Macaulay's for a number of years now, and they are my source of drawing pins and map materials, including Mylar and the different materials necessary for the mapping class that I teach at the University of Alaska Mining Extension. So they have all the supplies necessary, including compasses and other field equipment. Most important for the miners is the hip chains that Macaulay's has over there, used in lining out the claims and measuring the claim lines. So you might want to keep that in mind as well. So once again, that's Macaulay's Reprographics. You'll want to have that information at hand in case that becomes a contest question in the future. Now, today, we of course want to have our contest, and for the person who can give us the information that we want to have here, the first caller in that can tell us who is located on the back of the Fairbanks telephone directory. Their ad is on the back of the current Fairbanks phone directory, and they are one of my sponsors. If you can give us that information, who they are, where they are, and what they do, we'll see that they get a silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining, and our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm the one that's on the air?
You're the one that's on the air.
I can't hear you on the telephone. Anyway, the B&L Pawn Shop is on the back of the telephone book.
That's right, it's B&L Pawn Shop. You can't hear me on the telephone?
No, I can't.
Huh.
That's why I didn't know I was on. But.
Oh, well.
But
can you hear me on the telephone now?
No, I can hear,
can you hear me on the telephone now?
Yep.
Oh, by golly, it's just this electronics here. You know, I could go crazy over all these buttons here. It's like driving the Alaska Airlines jet here. Well, interesting panel. So now that we got everything balanced out, we're flying straight and level, let's try it.
Okey-doke. Anyway, they loan, they buy, they sell, they trade, and they deal. And they take consignment goods. And if they don't sell, they don't. So of course, there's no commission.
Uh-huh.
And they take anything from cameras to car stereos, guns, guitars, jewelry. And if you need a grub stake, there, you know, that's where you can get a grub stake if you're going to go out gold mining.
I see. And tell us, once again, where are they located?
They are located at 605 Gaffney.
605 Gaffney?
On the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
And tell us something else. What's their phone number again?
Their phone number is 452-3063. Or they have another alternative. It's 452-6491.
Well, looks to me like you've given me all the information that I need to pass on to our listening audience, and I want to thank you very much. And you know what you've done?
Pardon?
You know what you've done?
Yes, I get a silver ingot now.
You get a silver ingot. And what is your name?
My name is Elsie.
Elsie.
Yes,
Well, Elsie, thank you for playing the game, and
you know how to
do this, don't you?
I go up to Oxford Asking, and I pick up the certificate of the KFAR.
That's right. Come on up to the KFAR studio here in Washington Plaza, pick up the certificate, and then take it over to Oxford, and they'll be happy to give you a 1 troy ounce silver ingot. How's that?
Well, very good, and I want to tell you that I sure do enjoy your program.
Well, thanks, Elsie.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, Elsie has just won the silver ingot courtesy of KFAR and Oxford Assaying and Refining. So, this afternoon, as I said a little bit earlier, our guest is Russell Osterman, who is the acting dean of the School of Mineral Engineering at the University of Alaska, and I think that there has been some controversy about the School of Mineral Engineering over the past few weeks, and I think it's nice that Russ Osterman has agreed to come on the radio station here. He'll answer any of your questions that you might have, and in addition, bring us up to date on the approach and direction of the University of Alaska School of Mineral Engineering at this time. So, Russ, welcome to Alaska Gold Trails.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here. Happy to have the opportunity to bring some information out. As you said, there have been certain rumors about and a certain amount of controversy out there about what has been going on at the university in regard to our mineral programs, and some of those are true, some of them aren't, and I'd be happy to bring you all up to date on what's going on up there.
Tell me, what sparked this controversy, Russ?
Well, there have been several personnel changes, and that always creates old problems or perceptions, and basically the change in leadership is probably the most overt and obviously noticeable change, and just to set the stage a little bit, Don Cook, who had been the dean of the school for a number of years now, had elected to resign, and effective July 1st, the faculty of the school met subsequent to that and decided that we would certainly like to continue SME as a separate entity at the University of Alaska, very much strongly in favor of that, and recommended that we appoint an acting dean from within the school and proceed with the search for a new dean and basically continue on as we had in the past at SME. I was appointed, recommended by the faculty, and appointed on June 27th to be the acting dean, and I'm just really getting my feet wet at this point, and are moving ahead.
That must have made you feel good to be appointed by the faculty and have the backing of the faculty and being put into that particular position.
Yes, I think that's critical at a university. If your audience doesn't know it, a university is kind of an interesting place, and that the faculty all tend to work sort of as autonomous units at times, and it's important to have support and understanding of the faculty to have any success in pulling the unified programs together at the school.
And do you see that you're approaching the goal of unifying all the programs and having them work together in reaching your goals?
We're certainly attempting to do that, and basically we meet together as faculty and the unit heads frequently so that any decisions that are made, certainly during this interim period, are discussed and that the faculty are fully aware of them. And I think we can hold to that model very well.
I want to let the listening audience know that if they have questions about the School of Mineral Engineering at the University of Alaska, they can give us a call here and talk to Russ. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Russ, you had something else you wanted to add to the information?
Yeah, certainly, Jim. Thanks. The The school is intact. There was some discussion and I think some feelings that the school would be merged into other units at the university campus, and that has not happened. We certainly appreciate the support of the mining community and those who did express concern in that regard, but just to lay some facts out, we have not been merged. We continue on as we did before. We have, in fact, suffered no budget cuts, no position reductions, and basically are proceeding. Okay, so we are, in fact, recruiting new faculty at the moment. We have one new faculty in mining engineering who will be joining us. It's Dr. Nelson, who has 8 years of experience and a PhD from West Virginia University. He'll be on board in about a month, and we're going to begin advertising for another new faculty in mining engineering in about a week. And on the petroleum side, we also have an opening there and are looking forward to bringing in a new faculty in that area.
So you have a lot of new faculty coming in, and does the number of new faculty coming in disrupt the smooth flow, or is it, can they enter in and then smoothly transition into the program?
New faculty should come on board on a slower basis. I think right now we have a bit faster turnover than is probably desirable, but certainly we can work with it. You know, it's always sad when people leave you've worked with for years, but then on the other hand, when you're bringing new people on board, you have the opportunity to get new areas of expertise, some new enthusiasm, new ideas, and that's a positive thing. A few more coming on board right now probably than we would ordinarily like to, but it happens.
What do you see happening in the future, Russ? Do you see a couple of more people coming in next year to fill positions that are being vacated?
Well, the schedule is basically we have one person coming on board this fall. We will have another position vacated next May, and that should be replaced with a new faculty in the fall of 1990. Those are both in mining engineering. Our new faculty in petroleum will probably come on board either at Christmas time or in July. We have not identified that individual yet, so it's still a little bit up in the air.
One question that I have for you, Russ, and I think a lot of other people would like to know about is, what is the structure of the School of Mineral Engineering? What are all the different departments and research facilities that we have there?
Certainly. We have two academic departments and mining extension. The academic departments are one, the Department of Mining and Geological Engineering, which offers programs in mining engineering, geological engineering, and mineral preparation engineering. Petroleum Engineering Department offers programs in petroleum engineering, both at the BS and the MS level for both of those two. And then the Mining Extension Program has been a mainstay of the University of Alaska for many, many years, and certainly you're more familiar with that, being the senior member of that program than I am, but that's a major part of our programs as well. In addition, we have two research organizations, the Petroleum Development Laboratory and the Mineral Industries Research Laboratory. These operate separately. Yeah, but their faculty, the faculty at the research units, are closely tied with, and in many cases, the same people who are the faculty in the academic programs.
The what we want to do, Russ, is we want to take a brief moment out and pay a couple of bills here, and we'll be right back. And we'll hope that the listening audience will take a moment out of their busy day, give us a call here. The number is 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and ask any questions they might have of the concerning the School of Mineral Engineering at the University of Alaska.
In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, we got living on our mind.
If you've got easy summer living on your mind, come to your Fairbanks Fred Meyer and gear up for fun in the sun. Save on fishing and camping gear, barbecues, patio sets, swimwear, and sportswear, plus auto supplies and a whole lot more. Everything you and your family could want to enjoy the great outdoors. Make Freddy's your place to celebrate the good old summertime.
We're having good times, living easy in the summer's really fine.
We hope you're having a great time during the Golden Day celebration. And don't forget to stake your own claim to the best gold nugget jewelry in Fairbanks. You'll find it at Fred Meyer Jewelers. If you're vacationing here, see our complete line of Alaskan souvenirs. And don't forget to pick up some film to capture the magic of Golden Days. You'll find it at Freddy's.
We're always happy, lots of living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Say, where do the miners sell their gold? Well, everybody knows where the miners sell their gold. They sell it to Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. Got to get that address right. 208 Wendell Street. And if you need information from Oxford Assaying and Refining, their number is 456-3967. Hey, how about somebody doing me a favor right now? Would you call the Oxford hotline, their quote line? That number is 452-7858. This is not a contest. Would you just call that that number? Once again, 452-7858. Get the price of gold, silver, and platinum today. Then phone me up here, and let's share that with the listening audience. And if you'll do that, I'd appreciate it. In addition, we want to know that Oxford Assaying and Refining, in addition to the quote line that they have available for instant quotes on the precious metals, they also offer precious metal investments in gold and silver, ingots, coins, and bars. And, of course, they have gold nuggets over there for those people who are looking for that gift for that someone special. You might want to select that very special gold nugget, keeping in mind now that Mother Nature never made two that were precisely the same. And perhaps you could put that on a chain or some kind of a brooch for that someone special and make a gift which will have everlasting memory. So keep that in mind. That's Oxford Assaying and Refining. They're located at 208 Wendell Street. And if those people are looking up those prices on the quote line, that number is 452-7858. And then give me a call here at, kind of help me out, would you? It's 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Sure need that information. And now, the last point that I'd like to make, if you go over to Oxford, you be sure and tell them that you heard about them right here on Alaska Gold Trails from Jim Madonna. Russ, we were talking about the University of Alaska School of Mineral Engineering there. You gave us some background in some of the Mineral Industry Research Laboratory and the Petroleum Development Laboratory, the two research facilities. Could you perhaps give us a little information on precisely what kind of research that might help the industry of the state of Alaska and the people of the state of Alaska economically?
Certainly. Let me start with the Petroleum Lab. I'm a little bit more familiar with that group. Our basic charge in petroleum research is to do research which will assist in the extraction of petroleum resources in an environmentally sound manner from the state of Alaska. We are primarily in the business of developing technology. As a quick example, one of the things we're working on at the moment is technology that will allow the production of oil from the giant West Sac Reservoir on the north slope of Alaska. For those of you who may not know, the West Sac Reservoir contains approximately 25 billion barrels of oil. It's actually larger than Prudhoe Bay, but we are really not quite at the place we need to be with regard to technology to produce that oil economically. That field is leased primarily to ARCO, and of course they're working on development of that technology as well, but we feel we should do our part in the state of Alaska, as in fact we are the landowner and the owner of that resource, to make sure that that technology is developed. We have other projects. One that is receiving funding from the federal government involves characterization of reservoirs on the north slope of Alaska, a larger scope project, which includes both West Sac, Prudhoe Bay, and the other fields on the north slope. The basic concept there is to provide as clear a geological description as we can of the fields in terms that are necessary for the design of appropriate enhanced oil recovery or recovery processes from those fields. I think the benefits of increased oil recovery on the north slope are obvious and direct to the people of the state of Alaska. It simply means money in the state treasury. With regard to the Mineral Industries Research Laboratory, we have a coal research program that's funded as part of that organization. And if you're not aware of it, the state of Alaska contains by far the largest coal resources in the United States. And I guess it depends on your perspective, but it's unfortunate we only have one coal mine that's operating in the state of Alaska right now, which is producing about half of its coal for export, the other half for internal consumption in the state. That, of course, is the Usabelli coal mines. However, the enormous resources that are available could be shipped overseas and exported. One of the problems, however, that is present is that the coals in Alaska tend to have high moisture content and are therefore somewhat disadvantaged on the world market. So we are looking at research in Mineral Industries Research Laboratory on drying that coal to bring its energy content up and make it more competitive on the world marketplace. The potentials here are truly staggering. This could approach the magnitude of the oil industry in the state of Alaska if we could get into a massive coal exporting business here. So there are high stakes. Certainly some of the other coal companies in the country, as well as Usabelli, are very much interested in that process too, but one of the major beneficiaries of the development of that sort of processing technology would be the people of the state of Alaska through broadening of our resource base and broadening of the sources of income and jobs in the state of Alaska. In addition to that, we have projects going on at MIRL which are designed to help the local mining industry. Dan Walsh at Mineral Industries Research Laboratory, who also works for the extension program at the university, I know is actively engaged in several programs with local miners dealing with gold recovery processes, and that's a commitment we certainly intend on continuing to fulfill. In addition to that, we have a major grant from NERCO Minerals, which is now, unfortunately, I think, located in Washington State, used to be here in Fairbanks, which funds research in hydrometallurgy, which is simply processing technology for recovery of minerals. And that's another area that, to the extent that we bring forth the technology to allow the recovery of Alaska's resources, we increase our economic base, provide the opportunity for more jobs and more income for the state of Alaska. So I think, Jim, it's important for your audience and really for everyone in the state to realize that at the University of Alaska, the School of Mineral Engineering actually is probably the major unit with the charge for encouraging, providing trained people for, and expertise and technology for natural resource development in the state of Alaska.
Let me get this call, would you?
Sure.
Hi, you're in the air. Hello? Hello?
Gold is up $5.10, and silver is 3 cents.
Okay, what's the price?
We're not sure. We don't know.
We don't have it?
We don't know what the price of it is.
Okay, it's up. Both gold and silver are up today. Well, I thank you very much for the call. Thanks for helping me out.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling for the same thing. I just called the quote at Oxford.
Uh-huh.
And gold is $371.40.
$371.40 for gold?
Yeah. Silver is $5.18.
Silver is $5.18.
And platinum is $491.60. And they are all up to some degree from what they were yesterday.
$491.60 on platinum.
Yep.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the help.
Okie dokie. Y'all have a good one.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I have a couple of questions for Dr. Osterman.
Okay. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Congratulations, Dr. Osterman.
Well, thank you.
Is that the question?
No. Well, I saw your picture in the paper, and congratulations. Finally, after many years of wanting to sign up for some of the classes there in the mining extension program,
mm-hmm.
this past year I finally had the time, and I did so. I've taken 3 classes. I'd like to continue. But the past couple of months, as I've been reading the News Miner, it appears to me that the mining extension program seems to be precarious, maybe on hold.
No, not at all. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, there have been no budget cuts, and we fully intend on continuing with mining extension at least at the level it has been operating, and in fact are looking at bringing perhaps another person on board in mining extension in Fairbanks. So,
Dr. Osterman, I don't know how I missed it. I guess I was answering my phone.
I'm sorry. No, I'm saying we certainly have no intentions of reducing mining extension, and in fact, if anything, we're looking at bringing on another person in addition to Jim in mining extension.
So, Mr. Madonna is the instructor.
Yes. But we're looking at bringing on another person, in fact, in that area, and I'm firmly committed to that. I've actually been meeting recently with representatives of the Alaska Miners Association, other people around the state of Alaska in mining, and I'm actively engaged in our planning process in trying to identify specific needs, types of courses and services that are important to the mining industry. And I can assure you that I'm totally committed to continuing the mining extension.
Gee, you've already answered my question. I had 2 questions. Are you going to support the mining program? And if it has been during the past years, and I wanted to continue. I mm-hmm. figured it would take me another 2 years. My husband was going to join me. And
we're
longtime Alaskans. We've lived here all our lives, but finally we want to get into this program. And I thought that maybe it would need our help. My second question was, somebody here who wants to support this program and thinks it's a viable opportunity for many people other than ourselves, what could we do as just individuals?
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest support you can give to any of our programs on the educational side is to take the courses and encourage people that you know who might be interested to take the courses. That's really all it takes.
When I signed up for my first class, I was very surprised. There were 17 students, I believe. I thought I was the only one who was brand new.
Uh-huh.
And then, as the course proceeded, I found that all 17 were new students.
Right. Well, you know, as an educational institution, we are essentially a service organization, and we are here to provide what the people of the state of Alaska need and want. And to the extent that people enroll in our courses, that's what drives us. If you know, if we have more students than we have faculty to teach them, we hire more faculty to teach them. So that's the very best way that you can support our programs, is in fact to be involved with the course offerings. Certainly opportunities like this, when you can call in on the air and make the public aware that, you know, there are people who are interested in those programs, are good too. But it's really the student enrollment in the courses that drives us and the academic side.
But you said, you mean, I didn't hear that part. I guess you'd be hiring somebody else, perhaps, because I guess that, I mean, it seemed to me when I was taking that class, the class was full.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Jim is sitting over here, Madonna, across the table from me, and I think we may have more work to do than he can do. Is that right, Jim?
Well, it's nice to know that we can cut down the workload and that somebody else will be coming on. Now, do I understand it correctly, Russ, that somebody is coming on board in Fairbanks to help with the workload?
Yes, that's the intent.
Uh-huh.
At this point, we have not hired anyone at this point, but I don't really want to go into the details any more than that, other than that we do plan on expanding our efforts in that area in Fairbanks.
Uh-huh. Well, then in that case, for our callers' benefit, that we will probably not only have some of the workload that I've been carrying all along being shunted over onto somebody
just as capable.
Oh, give me a break.
I don't think you can replace Jim Madonna, from what I understand.
Thank you, folks.
Well, I don't know about that.
But, you know, if we need to expand, we bring on the best people we can.
One other aspect of that, Russ, and all the funny business aside, one thing that will happen is, of course, we will be able to expand the program and perhaps give more depth to it. In the past 4 years, I've been teaching 14 different classes, and it's pretty difficult for one person to teach all of them at the highest possible level. So with somebody else coming on and taking a portion of those classes and then expanding in their area of expertise, we can give much more depth to the program and perhaps enhance the whole spectrum.
That's the idea, Jim. Not only in my extension, of course, in our research and academic programs, our goal is always to be growing and moving ahead. And you know, really one of the key elements there, which I'm trying to address in the community, is to find out what people want and need. And often there's not as clear a line of communication there as you might think. So in terms of new course offerings, both in extension, new programs, any ideas any of your listeners might have, please feel free at any time to either stop by up at the university, drop us a letter, drop us a call, certainly let us know. You can either do that personally or through organizations you may belong to that interact with us, such as Alaska Miners Association or other groups. But we thrive on information, and I can, again, just assure you that I'm trying to structure our programs that we serve the state of Alaska and the people of the state of Alaska. And, again, we need to know what you want.
Dr. Osterman, thank you. I'm one of those persons of the state of Alaska, and I'll be back up there in September, and I'll call Mr. Madonna's secretary and figure out the classes I'm supposed to take next. I think you sound terrific.
Well, we tried. I do hope you will continue with your programs up there.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Osterman covered the two research programs and, of course, the mineral engineering and the mining extension program. I was wondering why there was no mention made of the School of Career and Continuing Education mining program. Is there any thought to expanding that or putting that under the wing of the Mineral Engineering Department?
Well, that's, of course, not part of our program, so I don't know precisely what's going to transpire there. Really, you would have to address those questions to either the chancellor or the vice chancellor or perhaps the dean or acting dean of the School of Career and Continuing Education. It is not clear to me what's going to be going on with that program at this point.
Well, you see, under the restructuring, it was supposed to become one entity rather than two separate, as it has been in the past. And they use the interchange instructors, they use university facilities, and I thought that would be something you'd be concerned concern?
Well, I can only say from my point of view, I would be more than happy to operate a two-year program such as that, you know, within my school. But it currently does reside in that that unit over there, and any decisions regarding whether there would be any changes in that or not, or even whether to contemplate it, you know, is really above my level. But certainly, if that mission is given to us, we would welcome it and then be happy to proceed in that area.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Well, we've had a couple of nice calls there, Russ. That'll keep you on your toes a little bit. And I certainly appreciate the calls here and the listening audience entering into the program with us. I want to talk a little bit about my friends over at Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank. A couple of items that might be of interest to you. Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank has been serving the people and businesses of Fairbanks since 1965. And being a mutual bank, Mount McKinley has no stockholders. Rather, it is managed by a board of trustees for the benefit of the depositors. Consequently, Mount McKinley has been a community leader in paying high interest rates to their depositors since 1965. And one comment, Mount McKinley is a very healthy bank. And I also want to say hello to Connie over there at Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank. Where are they located? Well, they're located downtown at 530 4th Avenue, with entrances on both 3rd and 4th Avenues, and their phone number is 452-1751. And you know, one little comment I'd like to make about Mount McKinley Bank is that Mount McKinley can help you build your dream home. And they can still, you know, you think about the economy being down and the possibility of building a dream home now when all these homes are vacant. And you think perhaps maybe it'd be better to go out and buy a home. But some people, believe it or not, go out, look at all the homes that are available, and the homes simply do not fit what they think of as their dream home. And I'd like to make this point right now that Mount McKinley Bank can make your dream home happen today. Construction loans are now available. Once again, it's Mount McKinley Bank. They're located at 530 4th Avenue. Their phone number is 452-1751. And you tell the folks over there that you heard about them here on Alaska Gold Trails with Jim Madonna. And that'll make me happy. So keep that in mind. And now a little note from these folks.
Announcing the 1989 Subaru clearance sale with rebates of up to $3,000. The savings are great. See the Subaru difference for yourself and save big money now on an 89 model in 1989. But hurry while the selection is good. This is a limited time offer, and like they say, when the lady sings, it's all over. Great savings on 89 Subarus at Fairbanks Motors, 3775 South Cushman, just south of Van Horn Road.
We're here with Russ Osterman, who is the acting dean of the School of Mineral Engineering at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. If you have a question from Russ, for Russ, our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Russ, you were commenting on the program that was over at Careers and Continuing Education by the last caller, and you're not sure of how that particular section of mining is going to be carried on in the future. Did you have any other plans for restructuring or expanding any of the units within the school?
Well, I'd mentioned what we perceive as a need to perhaps beef up a little bit in mining extension, and we're talking out of school here a little bit. I'm sure that your listeners know that you are. That Jim Madonna is basically the senior person in mining extension within our program, so he's certainly the key element in around which we'll be building this expansion. Other than that, we're hoping to operate pretty much as we have structurally. I don't think there's any particular need for a change in that that regard. You know, frankly, one of the biggest problems that's facing us right now is a rather frustrating one, in that our enrollments still have not come back up in School of Mineral Engineering, and it's kind of frustrating because there is a dynamite job market in mining, geological engineering, and petroleum engineering out there right now, and I'd just certainly like to encourage anyone who's listening out there who either is interested themselves or knows people who might be interested to come and talk to us. We have scholarships available in all the programs at the undergraduate level and the graduate level. The job market is truly great at this point. Essentially, everyone in mining and geological is getting jobs. The same thing in petroleum.
I got to make a comment right now. You know, I've been with the university for 16 years. I'm going into my 17th year with the University of Alaska, and I'm not at the top of the salary scale by any means. But a shocker did come up here. Last year, a young chap who was just finishing up his master's degree there at the School of Mineral Engineering was hired to start at $10,000 a year higher than I was making. Now, I don't think there's much equality there.
You know, Jim, we're public servants in many senses. So,
yes.
No, I hear you. And, you know, in petroleum, I'm very much on top of what the markets are. And I can tell you don't have to go to the master's degree. We had a young gentleman graduate from our program about 2 years ago who really hustled, finished the four-year program in 3 years, which seems impossible when I look at it, but he did, took all the courses. He went out into Anchorage and started at around $50,000 in petroleum engineering, working for one of the major oil companies. And that is about the starting salary for BS engineers with the oil companies. Mining and geological engineers make about the same money, sometimes more, because they may be in a remote location that has a little higher cost of living. So it's a dynamite opportunity.
And Russ is my superior. Can you help me out?
we'll do the best we can.
Well, look, Russ, I got to take a moment out. I want to talk about Robbie Ginther over there at Tip Top Chevrolet. And you know that Tip Top Chevrolet Buick has been in business for 32 years. It's been owned and operated by three generations of Ginthers. And, of course, Robbie Ginther is now the general manager. And I'd like to talk about some of the people who helped Robbie out over there. Now, in the sales manager is Jim Brown. And he's in new car sales, so you might want to contact him if you're interested in a new car. And in the used cars, it's Elmer Ostblom, who is standing ready to serve you. And the service manager is Randy Meadows. So contact Randy in case you have some problem with your vehicle. He's standing over there ready to serve you as in Tip Top Chevrolet's service department. And you're going to, of course, want to know a little bit about the body shop. The body shop manager is Randy Mayu, and Randy has been with Tip Top Chevrolet Buick for 6 years. So that kind of gives you a rundown on who's over there and who's ready to serve you at Tip Top Chevrolet. And you want to keep in mind, too, that Tip Top Chevrolet has the 1989 full-size Chevrolet pickup, and it's got a new chassis system, a new aerodynamic shape with a new rear wheel anti-lock brake system, and Instatrack shift on the fly on the four-wheel drive. So don't forget, stop over there at Tip Top Chevrolet, take a look around, meet all the good folks over there, and tell them you heard about them right here on Alaska Gold Trails with Jim Madon. And don't forget, folks, buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet.
Folks, we have over $9 million worth of cars and trucks. We're flat overstocked. Now, the only way I know how to solve this problem, pretend like it's October and start our year-end clearance sale now. Now, we have hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Don't pay any attention to the sticker price. Just make us an offer. We will meet or beat any legitimate deal you can get from anybody, any place. Now, you can save thousands of dollars, but you've got to do it right now.
I live in Alaska, you should know that from the start. The gold stars on the flag, they're a part of my heart. The sorrow is a product of my gold star state. And gold star pride shines in everything the sorrow makes. Gold star fuel is the fuel for me. To sorrow for gold star energy.
Well, Russ, we're back on, and, you know, there was something that I asked you the other day. I called Russ up, and I said, well, Russ, what's new in your family? What's new in your life? Tell us about what's new in your life, Russ.
Well, thank you. We just had a new baby daughter on the 5th of July, which we're certainly thrilled about, and she's doing real fine. My wife is doing fine, and everybody's happy.
And everybody's happy. How big was this daughter in pounds? Is that troy ounces or?
It was 8-1.
8-1. That's 8 pounds, 1 ounce?
Right.
Is that a magic number around? Seems like lots of people have babies that are 8 pounds, 1 ounce. How long? Don't they come in lengths and widths?
Yeah, I think it was 21 inches, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Is that a record? Tell me about this daughter. Is it a record for the Ostermans in one sense or another?
Well, yeah, I have three sons, and this is our first girl, so
that's
we're
a
happy
record.
About that.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great. Just think of the protection she's going to have as she grows up.
Yeah, that should be good.
Yes. Okay, do you want to elaborate on that? Yeah, you know, he's a little red in the face here. Come on, I'm sure your wife is overjoyed at this.
She is, and I am too. I suspect they're listening today too. But we've had nothing but joy out of the children that we've had, and I have three boys. They're 13, 12, and 5 years old. That's Chris, Jared, and Jeremy, and they're all listening at home, I suspect, and we're just happy to add another one to the list, and we're really looking forward to...
And your wife's name?
My wife's name is Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Got a question for you and your guest.
Okay.
Back in the early 60s, I ran across an announcement in a Canadian magazine that in Canada they were experimenting, trying to extract gold or from horse tail grass. You ever hear of anything like that?
No, I've heard of bioleaching, but maybe Russ has. Have you heard of it, Russ?
I am not familiar with the horsetail grass in particular, but there are some plants which do have extractable oil. There's something, I probably pronounced it wrong, but grows in more desert climates called a jojoba. It's J-O-J-O-B-O, I think. A jojoba oil plant, it has something akin to castor beans on it, I think, and they extract oil from it. I used to work at Texas A&M University in Texas. There were some projects on growing that for oil production. But I'm not familiar at all with cattails or horsetails.
Was it gold or oil?
It was gold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed
that. Well, that's great information, Russ. I didn't know that.
black gold.
We got a good answer, wrong question, or right question, wrong answer. No, I haven't heard of that, but I do know that recently they've done some work with extracting molecular gold from iron pyrite using microorganisms. And that's becoming very popular. In fact, there's in Texas, there's a complete plant that's been built to do that. And so that's coming online. But as far as organic extraction from organic plant material, I haven't heard of anything like that. No, I'm sorry.
Well, the reason it's interesting is because it says it accumulates molecular gold possibly more than any other plant, averaging 125 grams per ton wet.
You know, that's interesting. And indeed, some plants do selectively... take up elements over other types of elements, and gold could very possibly be one. I don't know anything about the cattail, but I'm certain that there were, you know, this kind of follows along, and I hate to digress too much from it, but it follows along with certain kinds of plants grow over certain kinds of ore deposits, and one of them was Astragalus, which grew over uranium deposits there in the Colorado Plateau, so that the miners and prospectors identified the high uranium areas by the presence of this particular plant. So, yes, indeed, they do selectively take up elements, and perhaps the horsetail was that kind of a species.
Well, it would seem quite interesting, because that runs about $1,600 a ton. If you
bet.
Take that into bales of hay, that's not much grass.
No. Well, thank you very much for the call.
You bet.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just got a fast question for you two fellas.
Okay.
Hang up and listen.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I appreciate the winning the nice ounce of silver the other day.
Oh, is that right? Well, good. I'm glad you did.
Anyway, have any of the ridiculously stringent regulations been relaxed by the government on the mining industry as of yet so people can get back to work and act like normal again?
Well, I don't know if Russ has an answer for this, but I don't think relaxing, some of them have been solved a little bit. Well, I don't say solved. I don't think it's relaxed. I think we're still working with them. As far as being relaxed, I don't think so. There have been some changes, but you almost have to address each one of them individually.
Right, yeah, because some of them were so utterly ridiculous that they could never be adhered to.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered about that because it's costing millions and millions of dollars every year when they whipped all these regulations on us and practically shut down the Circle Mining District up there.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with that.
And it costs Fairbanks lots of money every year that mm-hmm. we would normally have floating around in businesses that we don't have currently.
Right, right. We know it has a dramatic economic impact on our community here.
Right.
Yeah, and we do try to get those solved and see if we can't get some common ground between the miners and the agencies.
Right. right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the call. Well, I'd like to talk about Gabe and Kathy for just a minute, and whether it's an auto, a light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. Well, folks, I've been saying that for 2 years now. You know it. You know that I like to go over to Gabe and Kathy's. I've been going there for a long time, long before Alaska Gold Trails ever took off. And I'd like for you to know that they also, in addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mountain balance tires. And new and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. And you know this, too. I've said it a lot of times that I believe that it was Gabe's Truck and Auto who originated the no-pass, no-pay policy on the IM inspection. That's right, folks. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's Truck and Auto. And don't forget about Gabe's towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day to serve you, and he can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. That's right, folks. 456-6156 is the number of Gabe's Truck and Auto. In case of an emergency, you might just want to write that number down, put it in your glove compartment, and you'll have it ready. And one last comment. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metrofield. That's 2058 Donald Road. Or give them a call, 456-6156. Tell them you heard about them here on Alaska Gold Trails. Russ, we're getting close to running out of time. You got any last-minute comments that you might like to make?
Sure. I'd just like to reiterate that what we were talking about the enrollments, and that we'd certainly like to see some new students coming into our programs. We really have a good opportunity for them. And outside of that, I'd like to close by saying that School of Mineral Engineering is in good shape. We have a lot of assets in terms of equipment, facilities, faculty. Our programs in mining and geological engineering are all fully accredited. We're very optimistic and looking at moving ahead, and are in good shape.
Well, Russ, you know what time it is?
That time.
It's that time, buddy. Russ, I want to thank you for joining me on Alaska Gold Trails today. And I want to thank the listening audience for taking part in the program. Enjoyed your calls. I hope that next week we can have a lot more of them. Sure appreciate them. Be happy to answer any questions that we can answer. And until next week, folks, this is Jim Adon on Alaska Gold Trail. Happy prospecting. List.